1124, the show that keeps the funk in your face. We don't keep the funk in our pocket. We don't lock it up in the back where RJ Hawk has an office. No.
With the vending
machine.
We
keep the funk in your face. Zapp and Roger, so rough, so tough. I'm in the streets. I'm from the streets. I'm deep in the streets. Last week, I told you about the Wild Wonderful Whites live fan feedback. I said before you watch the documentary, The Wild Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, you should put on an adult diaper as to prevent any sort of accident, Rex. Well, not to intimate that you've had an accident. You or Susan, either one here in the studio today. live fan feedback. Han Solo, what have we got over there?
That's from Stephen Benton. He said he should have listened to you, so I'm thinking maybe he had an accident. But
possibly an accident. He appreciated the advice of the Depends, right?
Yes. And he said it's been playing on either HBO or Showtime, and he DVR'd it. So there's another way you might be able to catch it this week.
After Kirk White's child was taken away by Child Protective Services, this was the scene as Bo, her mother, and Kirk, at this very troubling and traumatic moment, decided to stop through a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Hello?
Sorry about your wait. Go ahead. Don't go over there.
Yeah, give me a quesadilla. The steak and cheese fajita only with cheese and steak only.
There we go. Yep.
We don't have fajitas.
You don't have fiestas?
I'm sorry, did you repeat that?
Why is it on your side if you don't have it?
There we go.
Are you talking about gorditas?
Y'all have mozzarella cheese sticks.
Mozzarella cheese sticks.
Give me two tacos, one soft shell, one hard, please. Could you repeat that order back to me?
Well, there we go. Lovely Bo.
As they pull up,
Bo recognizes someone inside the Taco Bell.
She's not laughing.
There we go.
Hey!
Get out and knock on the window.
Can't see. They're in the drive-thru.
Are these people for real?
For real.
I think I know these people. Are you sure it's West Virginia?
Hey, Tanner.
Here we go. Waving to the family inside the Taco Bell.
They took her baby. She had her baby. CPS took it.
There we go.
She's crying.
That's for all the world to see.
I think those are some distant cousins of mine in Saline County, actually.
You know what's funny is while the family's from Boone County, West Virginia, the Whites, there are elements that I say, huh, that's Mulberry, Arkansas.
I've seen them in the Taco Bell line.
I've seen that in Uniontown before up there in Crawford County.
Ran into him in Walmart.
Exactly.
His wife was so big, she was in one of those little motorized scooters
They all go to the scooter. They're all wheelchair assist, and they all go to the scooter.
Yeah, got to have the scooter.
And a wide array of sweatpants. wide array of drawstring sweatpants.
Boy, that people of Walmart thing has taken off on
that. Isn't it fantastic?
I get a new update every week, but I always look at them all. I know you do too, Bill.
So let me ask you, Rex, in terms of this first weekend that we have coming up, I mean, you got to think no problem for the Hogs, but are we being too optimistic here in Arkansas when you consider that our best wide receiver is coming off of an injury that even he still admits isn't completely healed, even though he says he's 100% now. Trainers don't back that up. We've lost the quarterback. Our starting quarterback, who was an all-SEC selection, and our all-SEC running back is out for the year. Are we being too optimistic, or is the Petrino system in place enough now that it's just like, okay, here's A's out, A1, A2, A3, we just continue to reload?
First, I don't think you can take any game for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You only play 12 of them.
Right.
I mean, these aren't exhibition games. Yes. In college football, they're all the real deal. And they make the difference of whether you get to a bowl game or a BCS bowl game. I mean, a slip up in one of these first three games will cost you a possible shot at the BCS again. So, first of all, you have to win. But, again, I have enough confidence in Bobby Petrino that he's not going to be letting people overlook those first three games. So, I think, what you want to do, obviously, is first off win.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get your systems in place without giving everything away in your offense before the Alabama game. I mean, he'll hopefully be able not be behind late in any of those games and be able to hold back on things, get younger players the experience, and, again, a little luck involved here, not get any key people hurt.
Is it an opportunity?
You're 3-0 and you're healthy and you've moved up in the rankings. You know, against these three teams, you're not going to move up a lot,
right.
But I can see a 3-0 Arkansas team. I mean, there are going to be three or four people in front of them slip up. So you go to Alabama ranked number 11, number 12.
Is this an opportunity for Arkansas to concentrate on the running game, building up Wingo and having him, let's say, average about $125 a game in these first three games, running between the tackles, not showing a whole lot, being able to just overwhelm these first three opponents, building that running game up to a point where when they do go into Tuscaloosa, it has to be taken seriously. It's not like it was last year when we were so one-dimensional mm-hmm. with the passing game, and that indeed the entire game plan, that Nick Saban defense, which I believe is the best in the country and spectacular, that at least they have to play a balanced approach.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I think you want to get somebody clearly established, whether it's Wingo, whether it's somebody else, as your go-to running back, but you want two or three people behind that's going to see plenty
mm-hmm.
of action.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use enough of the passing game to keep it sharp, again, without giving up a lot of the things that hopefully you're going to be able to use when you go to Alabama on September
right.
the 24th. So I think you're right on target with all three of these games.
Do you see is Greg Childs really healthy, or are we being sold a bill of goods? I mean, that's.
I guess we'll find out, won't we? I mean, that's the easy answer to that. I tend to think, boy, there are so many people that cover that program now from internet
mm-hmm.
sites. Used to, you just had a newspaper reporter or two. There are so many people who cover that program. I think if there were something deeper with Childs, that we would know, Bill.
Are we in a situation where, while the defense is better, has there been too much emphasis placed on the defense being good this season? And I hear a lot of fans call in, and I pretty much discount every fan calling in simply because we don't know.
Which is why we don't take calls on
exactly.
this show.
I really don't care about the fans' opinions. I care about the people who are engaged in the program, who see it. I care about the folks who understand and know how to evaluate it. Are we too excited about the defense being good? Because, look, we're talking about the number 9 rated defense in the SEC last year. Will hopefully be better, but good enough to throttle down, what, A&M?
Yeah.
An off-Alabama team in terms of offense or not? I mean, look, they still got an All-American offensive line. They still have Trent Richardson. What's to keep them from... As you know what Nick Saban is going to want to do, control the ball, eat up clock, win the game 17-14.
Yeah, and I still have some question marks. I mean, I hope the defense is as good as we are being told by people associated with the program and those who cover it on a daily basis. But, my goodness, you get in that three-game stretch where you have to go to Alabama,
right.
then you have to go down to Arlington to play – nationally ranked Texas A&M, then you come back home, and granted, most people think Auburn's going to be down a bit, but they're the defending national championship.
Yeah.
We'll know a lot more after those three games. When we come in here on the morning of Sunday, October 9th, after six games, we'll be able to tell you how good this defense is going to be this year.
Is the SEC East, is it a lot better than people think? I mean,
yeah,
you've
I said
got
that
South
last
Carolina,
week.
You've got Georgia.
I said that
you,
last
got,
week. I know. Stats probably doesn't agree
yes.
with me, but I think Georgia is going to be better than people think. I think Florida, even though they're under a new coach, I don't think you can take anything for granted. In Florida, I think they're going to be a lot better. So certainly those two programs. As I said last week, I think South Carolina is going to be a bit of a disappointment. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I just can't see them having back-to-back great
yeah.
years at South Carolina.
Yeah.
That's just not been the pattern of that program through the decades.
Well, and if you...
To sustain excellence.
I agree. And I think Spurrier's at a point, it's a win-now thing. If Stephen Garcia, by all accounts, by Spurrier's account, he's been focused and he's been the kind of thing you'd want from a senior quarterback who's played a long time, he should get off to a quick start. If not... You got to wonder how long Spurrier creates his own quarterback controversy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's a dumber version of Houston Nutt.
He's got a smarter version of Houston Nutt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Arkansas were in the Big 12, would this be a top 10 program
yeah.
in preseason top 10?
Yeah, absolutely it would be.
is...
And if they were sitting out in Boise, some people would be ranking them number one.
If Shiloh Christian were in the Big 12, would they be a top 10 program? Because we're really looking at Oklahoma and A&M, and that's it. And you know, you
Texas
talk about
will be
Texas.
Back. They'll be better. They'll be much better.
Well, they will be better because they get to play Big 12 competition.
That's a good point also.
Is this the last year for the Big 12?
I think we could may well see it all come apart. You know, they tried by keeping Texas in. They had to give them that Longhorn network.
Right.
I mean, that was one of the things Texas was demanding. Texas leaves, the conference comes apart. So here's the irony. You have to give Texas a 24-hour cable network to keep the Big 12 together. Now that network is going to drive the conference apart because that network is eating at the crawl of every big Texas A&M supporter, every big OU supporter out there.
Where does – if you're the SEC, you know you got A&M in the Houston media market.
Yep.
And that gives you – half the time it gives you the Dallas media market
as well.
Gives
you Dallas and Houston, yep.
Do you go after Oklahoma or do you go after Missouri? Who becomes that second member from the western side of things, and then on the eastern side of things, you hear all sorts of rumors. Is it Virginia Tech, which may give you a little bit of the D.C.
Mm-hmm.
media market? If you go and you're Alabama, you'd play at FedEx Field, and you do those kinds of things. Or do you go after North Carolina and Duke and make it an all-across-the-board league where you just say it's the preeminent basketball and football conference on the planet?
Yeah, first of all, back over in the West, if you're looking at TV markets, I think you do go after Missouri because you get Kansas City and St. Louis there.
Yeah.
Two major television markets.
Does Oklahoma give you enough of the Dallas market, though, to say now we clearly have Dallas and Houston?
I don't know.
Oklahoma could be the odd man out.
Yeah, I think you already get enough of the Dallas market by adding the Aggies.
Oklahoma could be the odd man. They could win the national championship this year. And what, find themselves in the Mountain West?
Hey, let's be honest, Bill. We make fun of Aggies, but those guys get engineering degrees. They go into the oil and gas business.
Yes.
They make a lot of money.
Yeah, they dominate the Houston media market.
You
huge.
Want their alumni. Yeah, if, you want their alumni.
If you get that, if you have Kansas City, St. Louis, and Houston, you have effectively one-third of the nation. As you move easterly,
mm-hmm.
and you get, say, a Virginia Tech and a North Carolina school.
In a 16-team conference, yeah.
And you get the Charlotte media market and you get the D.C. media market.
Mm-hmm.
You can package one-third of the United States, more than any other conference could.
Yeah, you can demand some huge television fees going forward at that point. Not that they're not already huge.
Yeah.
Believe me, they are. SEC sitting in a very, very nice position, and how smart was Frank Broyles in the early 90s?
How smart was
Coach Broyles?
To his credit, he saw, look, Texas, all the schools that had gone on probation,
mm-hmm.
all the difficulty that Arkansas had at the Southwestern Conference, the narrow nature of that, understanding the influence of ESPN and expanding the college game nationally on television, seeing the benefit of the SEC, taking the chance and jumping at the point. By the way, how many callers have we heard, well, Arkansas should abandon the SEC and go to the Big 12 where we can win?
Where are those people today, by the way? Well, we've said for years on this show, they're morons.
Exactly.
They don't understand this is about money, guys. Yes. This is about business, and that would have been the worst thing you could have ever done.
Tremendous, tremendous move, and Broyles deserves all the credit.
Thank you, Coach.
Did a great job with that. We got to hit a break. When we get back, I'm going to go around the room. We're 1 week out. We're inside the week. We're inside game week. I need to stretch a little bit. Don't want to pull a hammy or a groin. Rex, you and I both.
Or any other muscles.
And I want to hit Susan. I want everyone. I want a score of the Missouri State game. And we may pick a couple of other games around the country, too.
And our main piece of advice, never eat at a place named Mom's and never drink at a place called Shady's.
Shady's. Although I got to tell you, whomever's face that was that Jordan Jefferson kicked in
may have done the
LSU football program the single greatest service. Keeping that guy out from under center may win them a national championship.
If they could get Skip Less arrested.
You're right. Stats Nordsworthy, great point. They're one less miles DWI away from a national championship. Back with more after this.